You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Roberta Martin, 82, reported missing when she doesn't answer the door for a neighbor. Vermont police find signs of a break-in and a struggle inside. 4 days later, her burned body found buried in a wooded area behind her home. DNA recovered from her body and a sex assault kit indicates Martin was raped by her 23-year-old neighbor, Darren Martell.
Nancy, Martin's family last spoke to her the night before she was reported missing, around 11:30 p.m. Martell was interviewed and released by police the day after Martin vanished. The day after Martin's body was recovered, Martell was arrested after witnesses say he was masturbating in public. Martin has not spoken to any motive for the attack on his elderly neighbor.
Already arrested for public nudity, Darren Martell, now charged with aggravated murder, and pleads not guilty to both crimes. Molly Hogan making last-minute preparations for a wedding over a few drinks with her fiancé. Then her fiancé pulls out a prenup and insists she sign it if the marriage is to go forward. Infuriated, Molly Hogan attacks the fiancé, punching him in the chest, back, stomach, and legs. The victim's brother hears the fight from another room, and Hogan bites him as he tries to break up the fight. Cops are called. Molly Hogan, 26, charged with 2 counts of battery. Wow, I wonder if the wedding's still on. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Detroit, a man has been convicted for a deadly shooting that left 2 people dead and 6 others wounded following a dispute over a blocked driveway. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Winston Kirtley Jr. was found guilty by a jury on 2 counts of first-degree murder, 6 counts of assault with intent to murder, and 10 counts of using a firearm during a felony. This according to Wayne County prosecutors. The incident occurred on July 31, 2022, resulting in the deaths of 39-year-old Tuyaki Turkield and 38-year-old Andre Willis. Kirtley testified that around 2:30 a.m. he was preparing to exercise when he found an SUV obstructing his driveway. According to Kirtley, Willis and Turkield were inside the vehicle, and after repeatedly asking Willis to move the SUV, Willis responded with "What?" multiple times. Kirtley claimed that he heard gunshots from across the street before retrieving his assault-style rifle and opening fire. He admitted to firing 16 rounds at Willis and Turkield, followed by an additional 3 shots aimed at 2 other men. Kirtley's defense attorney, James Schlaff, argued that his client believed he was in imminent danger, stating Kirtley thought Willis had a gun. However, as our friends with the Detroit News are reporting, Assistant Prosecutor James Kehoe countered this claim, stating that no evidence was found to suggest Willis was armed. Kehoe also mentioned that a bullet hit a neighbor's home before one of the wounded men returned fire at Kirtley.
Kirtley, facing a mandatory life sentence, is scheduled for sentencing September 4th.
Thanks, John. Just after graduating high school, Bryce Laspisa moves with his family from Illinois to Laguna Niguel, California. Bryce is a talented artist, and he does really well at Sierra College in Rockland, California. He majors in graphic and industrial design. Sophomore year, his friends notice a change in his behavior. He's less focused on his studies and he seems erratic. A few weeks into fall semester, he breaks up with girlfriend Kim Sly and wants to go home to his parents. He packs his car for the 7-hour drive but never makes it home. 2 days after Bryce leaves Rockland, his car is discovered lying passenger side down in a ravine at Castaic Lake. It looks like Bryce broke out the rear window and crawled out of the car, but left all his belongings behind. Bryce Laspisa, now missing nearly 11 years. 5'11", 170 pounds, red hair, blue eyes. If you have info on Bryce Laspisa, call L.A. County Sheriffs, 323-890-5500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.